FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Motorists can expect some relief at the pumps next week. Both grades of petrol are set to drop by 22 cents per litre on Wednesday. The Department of Mineral and Petroleum Resources says diesel users can also expect a decrease. Here's spokesperson Robert Marke.
Diesel will decrease by 41 and 42 cents a litre. Illuminating paraffin at retail level will decrease by 41 cents a litre. However, the price of LP gas will increase by 46 cents per kilogram. The reason for these adjustments are as follows. The lower oil price and weaker rand against the dollar during the period under review.
In the Western Cape, the family of Jocelyn Smith say they still want to know where she is. Her mother, Kelly, and two co-accused were found guilty of her kidnapping and trafficking at the High Court today. There's still no sign of the little girl, who's now been missing for over a year. Jocelyn's paternal grandmother, Loretta Yon, attended court proceedings today. She says she's angry that her granddaughter is still missing.
I feel happy Kelly was found guilty, but for me, it's not about the sentence. It's about the fact that she hasn't said where Jocelyn is, but they got what they deserve.
Jan says she doesn't believe Kelly will ever speak out.
I feel there's something behind Kelly not saying anything. When I went to see her in jail, I said to her, that she's the one who showed them the child, closed the deal, and went with them. How's it possible that Kelly doesn't know where Jocelyn is? But she insisted she knows nothing.
And back home, a family says they've been left shaken by the death of their loved one in Wentworth, south of Durban. Glenn Easthorpe was fatally stabbed on Richard Wynne Road last week. The 52-year-old was laid to rest in the area today. His sister Astrid says she received a call from a neighbour the night Glenn died.
While talking to him, my younger brother, I guess the phone was on speaker, then said, I'm trying to resuscitate him, but he's not responding. Immediately when that happened, I dropped the call.
She says they're devastated by the loss.
As a family, we will not rest until justice is served.
And abroad, Sean Diddy Combs has rejected the US government's plea deal in his sex trafficking trial. The musician denies all of the charges against him, which allege he coerced women into lengthy abuse. Jury selection begins on Monday before opening statements on the 12th of this month. And on the weather front back home, Durban's a high of 21 degrees tomorrow, Richards Bay 22 and Pietermaritzburg 17. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.